is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41 to 38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no, great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Pauline Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This
is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Vandalia Butler, set to bring you the girls' Division IV regional championship game between Fort Loramie and Marion Local. Fort Loramie Redskins come into the contest with an overall mark of 25-2, won the Shelby County Athletic League with a record of 12-0. Redskins have won 13 games in succession. Over the last nine, they've allowed just 19 points per contest on the year. Fort Loramie averaging 52 per outing, giving up 32 per outing. Marion Local, 20-7 on the campaign, 7-2, part of a four-way tie for first in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scoring on the year, 45, giving up 35 per game. Marion Local has won five in a row, eight of the last 10. Each team won nerve-wracking thrillers on Thursday night here at Vandalia Butler. By way of a score, 33-29 Fort Loramie Nipurushi, 40-37 Marion Local over Mississinewa Valley. Chuck, I don't think I've ever seen so many nerves felt by teams in regional tournament play, boys and girls both, over the last 2 years. It's been unbelievable. That you would expect it. These teams know each other. They want to win so badly. The coaches are very good at what they do, but the jitters can affect the game.
Well, the jitters certainly came into effect Thursday, and you kind of can give it to Mississinewa because they had never been there. But Loramie and Marion Local, they really didn't have the excuse for their kids to be as tight as they were. But in the Loramie game against Rushi, as the game got tighter and they were still behind, they're not used to that. And it became we are going to win to are we going to win. And that is a mindset as a coach you don't ever want your kids to get.
A regular season clash between the two back on February 13th. Fort Loramie victorious, blowing out Marion Local by a count of 53-30. Redskins hopped on the Flyers 16-2 in the first quarter, led by 28-11 at the halftime intermission. Wound up winning by 23. Marion Local committed 24 turnovers in that game. Fort Loramie 14. Redskins out-rebounded the Flyers 29-20. That was an anomaly, an aberration. Don't expect that here today. A game probably in the low 40s, maybe mid-40s at the very most. Two strong defensive teams, no question about that. Fort Loramie got 19 points from Avery Brandewee in that regular season win over Marion Local. Ava Unrast scored 11 for the Marion Local Flyers in that loss. Both teams shot free throws very well. Each missed just one from the stripe. How about Allison Dirksen, Chuck? 17 points to lead Marion Local to the regional semifinal win over Mississinewa.
Well, Allison Dirksen, 5'10 senior, was terrific, and she was the difference in that in their regional semifinal game. And I think she can be again today. I would assume you're going to probably see Hoeing on her, and I think she has the advantage on the outside, definitely. Hoeing's going to have to go out and guard her on the arc because the girl can shoot the basketball.
Marion Local Flyers probably feel they owe the Redskins one. Fort Loramie's won 11 of the last 14 meetings between the two clubs. Marion Local's last win in 2017, 59-52. Marion Local won 49-42 2 years prior. Way back in 2012, Marion Local was victorious. How about those two terrific games in 2013? That was the year Fort Loramie went on to win the state. Beat Marion Local 78-75 in the season opener and edged Marion Local 71-66 in a regional semifinal at Tip City. Last year, 46-40 in overtime, Fort Loramie won on the road at Marion. Previous season, Fort Loramie won by 6 at the Redskins' gym, so they played some tight struggles, but the series is owned by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they tend to finish it out. And those two games you talked about back in the teens, when they played that 78-75. And then Lormy had a lead, which you start. I know they started resting, and, boy, they just came back on fire, and they just almost caught them in that game. So I think this is going to be a good basketball game. I think they got it all out of their system on Thursday night. At least I hope so.
What is at stake? Well, the victor advances on to a state semifinal Thursday at 1 o'clock against the Convoy Crestview Columbus Grove winner. Those two teams tee it up in a Northwest regional championship. In fact, that game began at 1, so it's well in progress. It's probably deep into the first half. Other two regional championships statewide also tipped off at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So those contests, too, are into the second period, including the one between Waterford and Berlin Highland. Berlin Highland, I understand, shoots it really well. 53% from the floor on the year is what Berlin Highland shoots.
That's impressive.
Good crowd filing in, blue and gold across the way, red and black behind us. Ought to be a fine contest. Marion Local Fort Loramie Girls Division 4 Regional Championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores is your radio on your phone for high school sports. A little bit about these two head coaches here today. Carla Siegel, year number 25. She's amassed well over 500 victories at the helm of the Redskins girls program. One of only 20-plus coaches in OHSAA history to coach girls' teams to the plateau of 500 triumphs. Siegel's first-ever coaching win at Fort Laramie came way back in November of 1999 at Fairlawn. Her clubs have captured 17 league titles and three state championships, a perfect season, and a fourth state crown were cut short by the health crisis in March of 2020. Beth Strive, ninth-year head coach, Marion Local. She accepted the head coaching job on the girls' side at Marion back at the end of the 2014-15 season when longtime veteran head coach Treva Fortkamp retired from the head coaching position. Beth Strive, a 2001 graduate of Marion Local High School, where she took part in both volleyball and basketball. She continued her basketball playing days at Ashland University, and she was an assistant to Coach Fortkamp for 9 years before taking the head coaching job. Both teams back out on the floor shooting around. Chuck, I wouldn't think these two teams would have nearly the nerves they had on Thursday night.
I don't think they will. They've been on the floor. They know the shooting background now. They've got the jitters out, I think. Tonight, I think what we're going to see is just a really good basketball game between two good teams.
And what Fort Laramie will see probably is his own defense.
They're going to play 2-3 on them. They'll push it out and try to trap them a little bit for the most part. Marion's going to want to slow the game down. They do not want to get in a running game with Laramie.
Maya Eckstein had 8 points to back up Dirksen 17 for Marion Local in the win over Mississinewa Valley. How about Fort Laramie leading scorer, 6 points in the victory over Rushi? Amazing.
Well, we talked about how balanced they were. They had 2 at 6, a couple at 5. When you only score 33 points, you're not going to have too many double-digit scorers.
Both teams can be extremely balanced. Ava Unrest, leading scorer on the year for Marion Local. Nearly 14 points a game. She was the Midwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year. Avery Brandewee has inched in front of Victoria Mesher, 11 points per game to 10. Avery now the leading scorer for Fort Laramie. She shared the Player of the Year honors in the Shelby County Athletic League with Ronnie Poling of Rushi, who starred in that game on Thursday night.
That's the terrific choice of the two of them. You couldn't separate them. I mean, Brandewee had a terrific season, came off the injury early, and she has just gotten better and better offensively. But Poling has been there all year, and she is a terrific defensive player.
Fantastic turnout for this game. It should be excellent. Fort Laramie Marion Local at stake, a berth in the state Final Four next Thursday at 1 at the UD Arena against the Convoy Crestview Columbus Grove winner. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky.
They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCon in Minster. SecureCon. Online at SecureCon. Protection.com, the pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again from here at Vandalia Butler. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie has returned to the floor. Here comes Marion Local. Redskins visiting team on the scoreboard. Wearing the road black with red and white trim. Marion Local white from top to bottom. That Marion Local blue by way of numerals and gold across the chest. Noting the Flyers. Marion Local to our left, Fort Loramie to our right. Statistically, both teams so even. Each team right around the 67% mark shooting free throws. Fort Loramie a little better from the floor, 44% on the year, to Marion Local's 36% on the season. Chuck, each team commits about a dozen turnovers per contest. Fort Loramie nearly 13, Marion Local just over 12. Neither club able to find the range here lately shooting the three ball.
Well, on Thursday night, Marion Local made one, and in the second contest, Loramie made two. They made three. There was only four threes made by the two teams. And it's not necessarily one of their strengths, but if you're Loramie, you better know where Dirksen is, because if you let her wander out onto the arc and you don't go with her, she can shoot it.
And Audrey Winter, outstanding three-point shooter as well for Marion Local, right at 33% on the year. Ava Unrast is at 31 on the campaign. These two teams' benches will play a factor. Certainly for Fort Loramie, seeing more minutes all the time are the youngsters, junior Miley Shadow and freshman Maddie Shadow.
Yeah, they're running more people, and they're forced to do this, you know, with some changes in their lineup and their and who they've been playing in their rotation. But Ariel Heitkamp has been coming off the bench. She's done a nice job for them, and I've been real impressed with Jaden Rose. Jaden Rose has just become a really solid, good point guard for them, and that's what they needed. That's where they struggled last year. They had to mostly play the 6-1. Measure out on the point because she was the only one that could handle the basketball without turning it over.
No question, Fort Loramie a little bit deeper than Marion Local. That might be a factor as this game wears on, especially if both clubs exhibit high pressure defense.
Right.
We are about 5 or 6 minutes away from the opening tip. We'll return in several minutes with our starting lineups. When we come back, Fort Loramie Marion Local Girls Division 4 Regional Championship on the line here at Vandalia Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are key building components here this afternoon for these two teams. Neither club very successful in the regional semifinal, shooting the long three ball. Who will light it up behind the arc today, Marion Local or Fort Loramie? Which team's defense will provoke a few more turnovers? That a factor for certain. Who gets off to the better start? Key building components today. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of steel
style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks so much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor this past fall. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge in Sydney, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Opening five for Fort Loramie being introduced. Victoria Mesher, 6 foot junior, 10 points a game at a forward. Skylar Albers, 5'10 senior, 9 points a game at a wing. Jaden Rose at the point, a 5'6 senior, 6 points per contest. Also in the opening five, Avery Brandewee, 5'10 junior, 11 a game. Summer Hoying, a 5'11 senior, 9 a game. Chuck, let's give a lot of credit where it's due. Avery Brandewee getting a fingertip on the shot, but Jayla Shappy in the last few seconds on Thursday night. The ball fell short, barely caught iron. All the credit in the world to Brandewee. What a heck of a defensive play, which shows up nowhere in the scorebook.
Well, it doesn't show up, but yeah, that was one I saw. When she let that go, I'm thinking that could be the game winner right there. And you could tell it just changed its rotation just a teeny bit, and it made it come up short. It's a terrific defensive play.
Yeah, we looked at Bryant Billings' video after the game, and no question about it, Brandon, we got a finger on it. The ball wound up shy of the mark, didn't go in as a result, and Brandon, we got so far off the floor with her feet, man alive, her hops were unbelievable on that play. Opening five now for the Marion Local Flyers, Ava Unrast, the guard, 5'6 junior, nearly 14 points a game. Nora Eckstein at a forward spot, 5'9 senior, averaging nearly 6 per contest. Audrey Winter at guard, 5'6 senior, 6 points a game. Maya Eckstein, 5'9 freshman in the opening five, 7 points per outing. Allison Dirksen, a 5'10" senior. She is a 9 point per game performer, and she will pop out and shoot that 15-foot jump shot. Opening tip to start the game. Fort Loramie moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Marion Local from right to left, and the Redskins get the tap. Top of the circle, Rose outside the arc on the right to Skylar Albers. She pedals her way to the baseline and coughs up the basketball out of bounds.
Not sure where she was going. If she wasn't digging that to the rim, she should have just turned back out.
No pressure by Fort Loramie as Marion Local's Unrest walks it to the timeline. Dribbling against Rose. Popping out to catch outside the arc on the left is Nora Eckstein. Now Maya into the middle to Dirksen. Ball goes through her arms into the hands of a Redskin player. One turnover each way, 30 seconds into the contest. Rose 35 feet out as head coach Carla Siegel barks out Oklahoma. Down to Albers, back to Rose. Zone defense for Marion Local, Chuck.
Yeah, they play in 2-3, and they bring the middle girl up a little bit, so it's almost a 2-1-2.
Jaden Rose veers to the left. Goes to Brandewee, far left wing. Now it's rotated near side to Hoying. Ball thrown, foul strike to Albers. Wants to shoot, steps back, lets it fly. Short, off the front rim. Rebound Unrest to Marion Local. She glides up the floor into the top of the circle, heads down the right side, leaves it for a teammate, baseline right, it's Winter. Her jump shot from 15 hits the flange, rebound for Loramie. Quickly, Brandewee down to Hoying. Hoying's not looking, and it goes out of bounds. Mistakes here at the outset.
Yeah, that was silly. I mean, Brandewee needed to know that Hoying wasn't looking at her.
No score, 6:39 to go here in the first quarter. See a blue and gold across the way, upper deck about a quarter filled on the far side here at Vidalia Butler. Fort Loramie fans behind us. This section about 80% full, both end zones near capacity. Marion Local handles the ball in the right corner. It's Maya Eckstein. Gives it up out high to Unrest. She circles all the way to the opposite side of the floor. A lot of dribbling by her. Albers on her. Unrest goes below the rim. feeds opposite side of the court to Maya Eckstein, who pitches on the arc to a teammate. And exploding is Brandewee, who pounds it out of bounds.
Well, she does have some quickness, doesn't she?
Sure does. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter, a shutout, no score. Defenses reign supreme so far. Port Laramie giving up about 32 points a game on the year. Marion Local, best defensive club in the MAC, allowing 35 per four quarters. Flyers have the ball, top of the circle. Nora Eckstein, checked tightly by Brandewee. Here's a sloppy pass into the right corner, and Fort Laramie manages to gather it, and a tie-up results. Arrow favors Marion Local. Nearly another Flyer turnover. That would have been two each way through the first 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Columbus Grove playing Convoy Crestview right now in the Northwest Region Final. That game's well along, probably into the third quarter, maybe the fourth. Flyers inbound below the rim to Dirksen at the foul stripe, and she bangs in a 16-footer, and here comes Fort Laramie. Mad dash down the floor. Ariel Heitkamp on the hardwood, subbing in, took a long lead pass, broke to the rim, was hacked on the arm, and she will get two. Allison Dirksen for Marion Local, so dangerous. 5'10", she can rise up over anybody. She has excellent range.
She's a senior, and she's a really smart basketball player.
And she notched that first basket, Chuck, and I missed it. Apparently, she had both toes behind the stripe. She was given 3 points, according to the scoreboard. Is that correct?
Boy, not that I saw.
One free throw by Ariel Heitkamp is good. Second shot, much too hard. Rebound down to Marion Local, which throws it away. Intercepted by Hoing. Hoing up the court, gives it up to Heitkamp outside the arc of the right, straight away between the rings to Rose. As Marion Local settles into its defense, scoreboard has been corrected. That was a deuce, as I first thought. About a 15-16-footer by Dirksen. Only field goal so far in this game. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane, goes Fort Laramie. Wild shot flipped up on the run by Rose. It hit the backboard, rim came off. Marion Local got the rebound, but muffed it out of bounds under pressure.
Boy, Laramie's offense is just absolutely out of sync. They're not getting anything out of running a play. It's everybody just kind of launching towards the rim.
3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Ball inbounded low on the left to Mesher. Pried away from her and out of bounds. Marion Local's defense has been excellent so far, superb. 2-1 Flyers. Ball lobbed in foul line to Brandewee, who stumbles to the floor, made an errant pass to a teammate, ripped away by the Flyers, who get yet another steal. 2-1 Marion Local, 4:53 to go in the first. At this rate, Chuck, we may not break 30.
I was hoping, but
here's Unrest, 40 feet away, gets a screen, head of the key, flies up the long three, swisheroo! Ava Unrest buries it. That was a triple for sure. Good start for Marion Local, up 5-1. Fort Laramie, deep right corner, it's Rose against the zone from Marion Local. Audrey Winter out at the point defensively against Rose. Now here comes Unrest. Ball thrown left side to Brandewee. On top to Rose, right flank, Summer Hoing. Redskins trying to run their zone offense. Can't get much accomplished. Here's Heitkamp, 30 feet away on the left. Into the left corner, Hoing. It's like Marion Local's got six or seven white shirts out there. Ball fed in the lane to Brandewee. 10-footer, awkward shot. Might have been altered. Off to the right, no good. But an awareness play on the offensive rebound by Mesher, who flipped it up, drew a two-shot foul.
Yeah, she had no chance of making that shot, but she was smart to get it up on the rim.
Marion Local Flyers don't shoot many threes, but they are the second-best three-point shooting team in the Midwest Athletic Conference. They loft them up there sparingly, but have a good percentage on trifectas. First free throw by Mesher, not close.
Neither
second
that
one, not close as well. Way off to the right. Rebound down to Marion Local, which leads 5-1 at the first quarter in the books. Unrest to midcourt, outside the arc on the left to Dirksen. Popping out to catch right wing, Nora Eckstein. delivers to Unrest. Here's a straightaway jumper by Maya Eckstein. She was behind the three-point line. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound to Mesher of Fort Loramie, which trails 5-1. Baseline right. Shadow in the game now for Fort Loramie. Maddie Shadow missed a 15-footer. Rebound stick back Fort Loramie, no. And then a hook shot is in on the board attempt by Summer Hoing.
Wow, what a shot.
Splendid play by Hoing. 5-3, Marion Local. First bucket for Fort Loramie, and it took nearly 5 minutes. 3:12 to go, opening quarter. Here's a throw to the left side to Winner. Head of the circle, Nora Eckstein, picked up now by Alex Rose of Fort Loramie, who's in. And we got a strap for a loose ball, far side of the floor, and Fort Loramie traces it down. Tie-up ensues. Arrow favors the Redskins.
Yeah, Mesher, good job over there that time, getting on the floor and tying her up.
Get the feeling, Chuck, from what I am seeing, this game is going right to the wire.
Why wouldn't it?
Photo finish.
First one to 25.
Jaden Rose to midcourt for Fort Loramie. To Brandewee. Alex Rose, 25 feet away on the right. Now to Brandewee. Throws left corner to the three-point shooter. Long one missed on the play. Pumped up from distance. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds in the right corner of the floor by Fort Loramie.
That was Maddie Shadow from the corner. She's a good shooter. I just thought she's shooting maybe a little too early from being out on the floor.
It was a little heavy, long. Ball sprayed out of bounds. Here's Marion Local dribbling up the left side. It's Dirksen. Dirksen handling it right in front of the Fort Loramie bench. Nearly stolen by the Redskins, who knock it out of bounds.
It knocked it off of Rose's face, unfortunately.
2:31 to go. First quarter, 5-3, Marion Local. Ball will be inbounded by Maya Eckstein, 5'9 freshman, near side of the floor. Gives it into Nora, back to Maya, enters the lane, clawed away, it's loose. Unrest has it between the circles. Unrest has made a three in this game so far. Marion Local up two. On Unrest, way out on the floor right now for Fort Loramie, is Maddie Shadow guarding her, and a foul is committed by Fort Loramie.
Had a travel.
Redskins grad not pleased with the call. Was it a travel? Was it a foul?
Well, both of them had the ball. Both of them moved their feet. It's got to be a travel.
Flyers get the break on what was a 50-50 decision by the official. 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Ball pitched into Dirksen, deep left corner. On her, Brandewee. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Unrest, who's picked up by Fort Loramie's Maddie Shadow. Unrest dribbling. On a weave, it goes to Maya Eckstein. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-3, Marion Local. Eckstein, 5 second count, hooks a pass, it's errant. Mesher picked it off. Long throw down the floor, it is nearly out of bounds in the corner. Redskins save it. Ball looped baseline right to a teammate, Mesher, who scores. Scattered floor, Fort Loramie found Victoria Mesher, who ties the game. Big time pressure in backcourt by Fort Loramie, which kicks it. Somebody got a shoe on it. Tied up at 5, 94 seconds to go, first period.
Boy, Maddie Shadow, nice job of finding Mesher on that diagonal pass.
Game even up, 5 apiece. Here's a long one-handed pass down the floor by Unrest. A careless toss intended for Natalie Evers, 5'8 junior, who subbed in. And Fort Loramie managed to poke it out of bounds. Audrey Winter checks in for Marion Local. Maya Eckstein is out at the moment. Back in Nora Eckstein for Marion Local, giving Dirksen a spell. As I mentioned, Evers is out there for the Flyers. 5-5 tie, 1:26 to go, first quarter. Ball inbounded by Maya Eckstein to Unrest. 30 feet away, Heitkamp on her. That's about the fourth different player to guard Unrest for the Redskins so far in this game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Natalie Evers. Handed to Winter, who skips it cross court. On top, Winter tries to shake free for the three ball, can't do it. It's delivered to Evers. Brandewee on her. Evers gives up her dribble. Throws it back to Nora Eckstein. He tries to pitch it down baseline right to a teammate in Fort Norman, knocks it free and steals. Foul called against the Flyers.
They're getting a lot of deflections, and that's really throwing off Marion's offense. Even if they don't get it turned over, it's not crisp.
Yeah, number of the Flyers' passes not clean. Fort Loramie is getting a mitt on many of them, especially over the last 3 minutes of this first period. We're down to 52 seconds to go as Marion Local settles back into the 2-3 zone. Game tied at 5. 25 feet away on the right, it's Eichkamp. Throws to Brandewey in the post. Down beneath the rim to Horn, who spins and scores. What an assist by Brandewey. 7-5 Redskins over the Flyers. Half minute left, opening quarter. Unrest to midcourt. Ball pried loose by Heitkamp. It's in backcourt. Who's got it? Scattered floor. There was a double dribble in Marion Local. Not called. Here's a stop shot behind the arc by Kate Ashman. There's the walk. They got the second one.
That was over and back, too, because Unrest dribbled the ball off her own shoe, and it rolled into the backcourt.
It sure did.
She touched it. It was over and back.
7-5 Fort Loramie. Turnover Marion Local. Flyers had maybe as many as three there in about 4 or 5 seconds. The third one was called.
They've turned it 7 times now.
Marion Local turned it 24 against Mississinawa and 24 against Fort Loramie in their meeting a few weeks ago. Foul line Hoing for Fort Loramie. 3 seconds left. She throws into the right corner, out of bounds. 7-5 Redskins, 2.4 remaining first period. Flyers must take it the length of the floor. Marion Look without a point for 3.5 minutes. Ball pitched ahead to Nora Eckstein. Here's a long 38-footer. Short. No good. First period's in the books. Fort Loramie 7, Marion Local 5. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Here we go. We start quarter number two at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Open jump shooter, left corner for Marion Local is Maya Eckstein to start out the second period. She missed it. It rolled off the iron, and Fort Loramie clutched the rebound. 7-5, Redskins lead. 30 seconds gone. Quarter number two. Near the side court is Brandewey. Brandewey is guarded on the play by Nora Eckstein. Ball thrown to the post to Hoing. Hoing spins. One-hander. Yes! Summer Hoing skipped to the rim. Caught the ball 6 or 7 feet away. Banked in the shorty. 9-5 Fort Loramie, which has scored 8 in a row. Marion Local has not tallied a point in better than 4 minutes. Dirksen deep in the right corner. Handoff out back to Unrest. Unrest gives up her dribble. Checked on the play by Albers. Down to 6:51 to go in the second. 9-5 Fort Loramie. Redskins defense is really heated up. Unrest gets a screen. They hedge on her. Good coverage by Summer Hoing. Ball given to Eckstein, 35 feet away, and Fort Loramie pops it in the air out of bounds. another one of those deflections.
I'll tell you what, Mary Local all out of sync on offense. They're having trouble running anything.
Fort Loramie's defense right now is suffocating. Mary Local has gone a lengthy stretch without a point. 9-5, Fort Loramie. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Ball thrown deep left corner. Audrey Winter down on the block to the post player, Dirksen. It's down around her ankle. She cannot pick it up. It's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. How many miscues for the Flyers?
That is their eighth turnover. I was trying to throw a wraparound pass that the young lady could not have caught if she wanted to.
6:25 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie in the half court to her right. Albers to Brandewey. Brandewey finds Mesher low on the right. She's doubled. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Brandewey for two more. Redskins are running the zone offense right now. And they're getting triples, bunnies down on the inside. Carving up the Flyers at the moment. Unrest lost the ball in backcourt. Saved by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown baseline right. Marion Local reaches in and steals. Nice play by Maya Eckstein.
Wow, the hat.
11-5 Fort Loramie, 5:50 left, second quarter. Maya up the floor into the left corner, and she stumbles and walks with the ball.
I think she might have took a bump. I think they missed one at each end now. It's evened up.
11-5 Fort Loramie up 6. Well, Fort Loramie's offense, Chuck, against the zone last several possessions has been crisp, very sharp.
It's one. I mean, they're getting the ball in the middle of that zone, and now then the defense is in trouble.
Jaden Rose walks it to the timeline for Fort Loramie, which is on top 11-5. Marion Local has not scored now in 6 minutes and 45 seconds. In the post is Summer Hoing. Spin move. Almost fouled on the play. Flipped it up with one hand. No good. Dirksen bodied her well. Rebound down to the Flyers. Dirksen catches top of the circle, meets resistance, and she walks.
That's a pass that got her in trouble. She had no place to stop.
The Flyers simply unsure of their steps right now. Fort Loramie has defensive players almost everywhere on the court.
And they're running people in and out of this game, and it's going to wear out the Flyers before the day's done.
Well, we highlighted depth in the pregame. Fort Loramie plays many more young ladies than does Marion Local, which sits back in the zone again. Outside the arc on the right, it's Albers. Fort Loramie up 6. Ball thrown to the post to Heitkamp. Right wing, Albers for 3. Good! Good! Skyler Albers drills a 26-footer. The ball went to the post, back out to Albers. In, out, shot was in. Three-pointer, 14-5 Redskins. 5 minutes left, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Marion Local Flyers have been blank the last 7 minutes plus, stuck on 5. Marion Local once led 5-1 with 4 plus to go in the opening quarter. We're now under 5 to go in the second. Redskins have amassed a 14-5 lead. Unrest on the arc for Marion Local. Shot tipped. Oh, good play by Albers. She got a hand on it. Ball was short. Here comes Fort Loramie running. Albers to the rim. Good! What a drive. Great play both ends by Albers.
I'll tell you what, she is an offensive machine when she gets on a roll.
16-5, Fort Loramie, 4:31 to go, second quarter. Here's a bad pass. Heitkamp on the interception. Heitkamp down the floor. Heitkamp up and good. 17 straight by Fort Loramie, which leads 18-5. 4:17 to go in the second quarter. Another steal. Intercepted on the play by Maddie Shadow. Maddie Shadow on a runout. Shadow for two more. Redskin fans going crazy. 20-5. 20-5. Fort Loramie up 15. 4 minutes left. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Marion local Flyers have been outscored 19-0 over the last 8.5 minutes of this game. Here's a baseline drive on the play by Unrest to Marion local. She flips up a teardrop from 4 feet away. It danced around the rim, came off. Here's Fort Loramie down the court. Dribble drive into the lane, low on the right, pumped up and missed on the play by Maddie Shadow. And the board comes to Marion local, which is down 20-5 with 3:16 left in the second. We'll highlight those two steals in just a minute by Heitkamp and Shadow of Fort Loramie. Two thefts, a couple bust outs the other way. They will be our Wisebridge plays of this first half momentarily. Marion local throws into the post to Dirksen. She's double teamed, and it's punched away by Fort Loramie. Yet another steal. Turnover Flyers. How many?
14.
14 miscues by Marion local. They've already exceeded their per-game average on the year. In the post, it's Hoing. Hoing squares up against Dirksen. Now to Jaden Rose, 30 feet away, 2:37 left. Second quarter, 20-5, Marion local. Brandewey on a drive, or I should say 20-5, Fort Loramie. Brandewey missed it, got it back, and stuck it in. Avery Brandewey on the cleanup. Johnny on the spot. Her shot was off the mark. She knew where it was going to go. And here is Marion local gliding down the floor, spinning, turning into the lane. Natalie Evers backpedaled, didn't get the ball in the hardwood, slid, and walked.
She didn't think there was going to be a defender when she turned the corner, and Loramie really hustled getting back.
22-5 Redskins, 2:13 to go here in the first half. Marion local has played Fort Loramie every year for so many years, but you cannot practice against this. Impossible to simulate it before a game. Fort Loramie has turned up the heat. It's unbelievable. 22-5 Redskins. They are forcing mistake after mistake and have gotten bust out after bust out. Albers has made one long three. The other shots have been in close. Here's an elbow jump shot to Brandewey from 16. No good. Rebound Hoing in the lane. Bouncing around. No. Rebound tipped out by Marion local with 1:37 to go in the second quarter. And the Redskins leading the Flyers 22-5. Marion local has not scored a point in almost 12 minutes.
They've gone man now. They had no choice to get out of that zone.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Jaden Rose. She wants to go baseline against Unrest. Can't do it. She twists her body around. Good defense by Unrest. And good call by the referee. Yep. Traveling on Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers in for Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie, which leads it to 17 with a minute 29 to go in the second.
Well, you got Albers playing well offensively. Boy, you want to ride her while she's hot.
Midcourt, Unrest. Albers, who's fresh after a breather, is on Ava. Ball sent top of the circle to Nora Eckstein, who pivots around Mesher. Drops it off right corner to the three-point shooter. A long one, but Kate Ashman
5'8 freshman who subbed in off the bench. Her shot hit the back iron and went up and hit the clock above the backboard.
Yep.
Automatically out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 1 minute to go, first half. 17-point lead, Redskins. Albers gives it up straight away to Randowee. Backdoor Mesher. Layup is good! What a play! Randowee to Mesher, who arched it over the defender, skimmed it in off the top of the glass. Tie up in backcourt. Fort Loramie gets a held ball. Arrow Redskins, another turnover. Marion Local commits one more, Chuck.
But after finding Dirksen the first time down the floor, the young lady has not touched the ball in a scoring position since.
And she's been on the bench quite a bit because she's a little out of place against this harassing Fort Loramie defense. Albers beyond the arc on the right, 24-5 Fort Loramie. Randowee deep right corner, 30 seconds to go, second period of play. Heitkamp at the point on the bounce, gives it up to Albers. Starts to split a couple defenders, doesn't, goes to Hoing. 22 seconds to go, second period. Deep left corner, Brandewee. Picked up by Unrast. Now to Heitkamp as the offense is reset with 14 to go, second quarter. Redskins up 24-5. Far right wing Albers explodes around one defender, another. Her shot hits the side of the board with 5 to go. Here's Unrast over the timeline. Ball shaken free from behind by Fort Loramie, which prevents a shot from being taken. And Marion Local is blanked. The last nearly 13 minutes of the first half of this game, and Fort Loramie has exploded to a 24-5 lead at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Halftime, Girls Division 4 Regional Championship, Southwest Region, 24-5. Fort Loramie over Marion Local, which was shut out. Shut out the last 13 minutes of the first half.
Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brottingham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, Lormy's got an 11-7 rebounding advantage, 5-0 on the offensive boards. The Flyers turned the ball 17 times in the first half. Lormy turned it 6. One place, if you want to find a little bit, 1-4 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Marion didn't go to the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring, Marion Unross had that 3. Dirksen hit the first 2 of the game. That's to get 5-0, 5 for the first half. Lormy led in scoring by Summer Hoing. She was terrific. She had 6. Then they got 5 from Skylar Albers, 4 each from Mesher and Brandwee, 3 from Ariel Heitkamp, and 2 from Maddie Shadow. They scored 7 and 17, lead it 24-5 at the half.
Chuck, just heard from Stan Evans. Our man Stan, listening loud and clear at the Lighthouse Grill down in Englewood, Florida, which should pay for this ad, by the way. Stan says the Redskins' defense is designed for deflections and steals. That is an understatement.
Yep.
It is excelling here today. How many turnovers again for Marion Local?
17.
Whew. And they committed 24 in the regular season meeting against Fort Laramie and had, what, mid-20s against Mississinawa in the tight 40-37 win on Thursday night.
Well, they turned it, even the game we did up at Marion where they beat Rushi. They turned the ball over 20 times.
Halftime here for this girls' D4 regional championship at Vidalia Butler. Fort Laramie 24, Marion Local 5. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brottingham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then. And we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brottingham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brottingham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brottingham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brottingham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brottingham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brottingham. Yes, Brottingham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brottingham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brottingham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to Vandalia Butler. I'm Jack with Chuck. 24-5 Fort Loramie in the last 2.5 minutes of that first half. Back-to-back steals. They were great. Turned in on the play by Fort Loramie's Matty Shadow and Ariel Heitkamp. They were our Wisebridge plays of that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call the Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, the second half of this game begins in a way just about like how the first half closed out. Marion local turnover. Miscue by the Flyers. A run out the other direction by Fort Loramie, led by Avery Brandewey. She was clobbered at the rim, and she has just made one free throw, then a second. And Marion local inbounds to midcourt, and Fort Loramie swipes it once more. 26-5 Fort Loramie, which goes to Hoeing in the post. Dirksen fouls over the shoulder. Appeared to be a good call. Flyers fans don't like it.
Yeah, they don't like anything right now, being down 21 points.
7:37 to go, third quarter. Jaden Rose inbounding for Fort Loramie. Hits the cutter down the lane. Hoeing, she's open, banks it in. 8-footer, Summer Hoeing. Sparkling game by her. 28-5 Fort Loramie, which steals. Taken away by Rose. Hand off to Brandewey. Layup is good. Another steal by Fort Loramie. Rose, top of the circle for three. Off the iron. Rebound Albers to the rim. Blocked on the play. Knocked out of bounds by Brandewey. What a flurry by the Redskins, who lead 30-5. Fort Loramie picking right up where it left off into the second quarter. Blistering pace. Steal after steal. How many turnovers now for the Flyers?
They got four more, so that's 21.
Here is Marion Local stymied in backcourt. Ball looped up over the timeline by Maya Eckstein into the left corner to Nora. Ball is dribbled by Unrest, and she loses it out of bounds. It is touched last by her. Redskins get it back. 6:58 to go, third quarter, 30-5. Keep in mind, Marion Local led after a little over 3 minutes, 5-1. Fort Loramie's on a 29-0 run. 29 points in succession by the Redskins, who lead it 30-5 with 6:45 to go, third quarter. Here's Jaden Rose, wants to go back door to Mesher. She catches low in the left and hits it. Victoria Mesher hits it. Here's a bad pass from Marion Local. Stolen at midcourt by Brandewey. Down the floor to Mesher. Elbow on the left to Albers. 32-5 Redskins. Marion Local can't complete a pass right now. Far left wing Albers. Ball high overhead. Brandewey comes out to catch. Elbow in the right. Mesher hits the cutter. Brandewey down the lane. Shot fake. Layup. It bounces around and comes off. Flyers snag the board. It's Unrest.
32-5. Fort Loramie leads. 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. An avalanche has hit Marion Local. Unrest, too much dribbling. Stolen, taken away by Albers to Hoing. Layup at the rim, blocked out of bounds. Good defensive play by Nora Eckstein of the Flyers.
She hacked her and they called it. Why wasn't she shooting too?
Yeah. I'm mystified.
Hit her right on the arm, but she's got to shoot two free throws. That's what she was doing.
And the referees confer and get it figured out that if there was indeed a foul, it had to be in the act of shooting, and Summer Hoing gets a pair. It is no good. That's one not-so-good spot for the Redskins so far in this game.
Well, they were 3-for-6, now they're 3-for-7.
Shooting free throws, 68% on the year, and 40% here today. And it just dropped below 40. To 37%. Neither one made by Hoing, but it's 32-5. You can't complain about that. Fort Loramie in the lead by 27. Here's a reach-in foul by Ariel Heitkamp with 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie leading 32-5. Marion Local has been shut out in this game now for 16 straight minutes. No points. Very few shots. Ball inbounded below the rim. Unrest catches and scores. Well done. Nicely executed. That's the first point for Marion Local in better than two quarters of play. And here's a bad pass by Fort Loramie in the Redskins half court. Flyers come blistering down the floor, driving all the way to the rim with the left hand. Nora Eckstein gets two. 32-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Deep left corner, Alex Rose has it. Sends it out back to Heitkamp. Foul line to Hoing. She dances around Dirksen, and there is a foul. Dirksen slapped down on the arm. Not ruled to be in the act of shooting, and Fort Loramie will throw it inbounds below the rim. As Fort Loramie sends back on the floor Maddie Shadow. Line change for the Redskins, who are deeper than Marion Local, and that showed up in this game so far. Ball lobbed in the lane to Mesher, twisting, turning with the left hand. Off the backboard, no good. We got a foul and the rebound against Fort Loramie. 4:55 to go in the third. Redskins lead it 32-9. It was 32-5 with 5:20 left in the third. Marion Local dribbles to midcourt. It's Unrest. Unrest down the left side. Guarded 30 feet away by Maddie Shadow. Ball thrown to Ashman, right corner, back to Unrest, 25 feet away. Unrest into the top of the key, foul strike, doesn't shoot, closed off. Spin move, Unrest. Fires on the arc to Maya Eckstein. Baseline left to a teammate, short jump shot by Winter, rimmed off, no good. Rebound, easy one, Dirksen for two. Allison Dirksen gets the stick back. Six straight by Marion Local, 32-11, Fort Loramie. Flyers bring it down, top of the circle, Victoria Mesher. Head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout, 32-11, Fort Loramie. 4:10 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Yep, after not scoring a point for nearly 17 minutes, Marion Local displays a little 6-0 run to take it from 32-5 to 32-11. Head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Redskins back on the floor, running motion. Mesher, head of the circle, looks down inside for Brandewey. Outside the arc on the left to Maddie Shadow. Right wing, Brandewey, picked up by Maya Eckstein.
Deep right corner, Mesher. Mesher hangs on. He's behind the arc. Now goes head of the key to Maddie Shadow, and she is guilty of double dribbling. Good call by the referee who spotted it. 3:36 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie 32, Marion Local 11. These two teams played at the end of the regular season. Fort Laramie won it 53-30. Had a huge lead early in that game, 16-2 after one quarter. And this game, eerily similar to that one at the end of the regular year. Here's a cut by Ashman to the basket for Marion Local. Shot blocked. It's loose below the rim. Picked up by Dirksen. Feeds to a teammate. Foul over guarding Fort Laramie.
That was a block by Brandewey, and that was more than a fingertip, boys. She went all the way up and almost shoved her to the ground.
Maya Eckstein inbounds for Marion Local. Looks some more. Throws on the arc to Natalie Evers. Evers gives it up to Unrest. Unrest tries to loop it down inside to Dirksen. Dirksen's pinched by two defenders, and much to the consternation of the Marion Local bench and crowd, a jump ball is called, and the arrow favors Fort Laramie.
That was a little quick.
3:09 to go in the third. 32-11, Fort Laramie. Backcourt on the dribble, Jaden Rose for the Redskins, who've hit a little dry spell, having not scored in about 2 minutes of action. Brandewey top of the key, back to Rose. 2:50 to go in the third, 32-11 Redskins. Mesher 25 feet away on the right, drops it off to Albers in the corner. Now Brandewey baseline right, checked by Evers. On the arc to Albers, who lost the ball and then fouled, trying to reach in. But the Redskins played so well for 1.5 to 2 quarters. Just superb basketball, nearly perfect. Couldn't play much better. And just devoured Marion Local over a two-period stretch. And Redskins have momentarily hit a wall. Marion Local with 6 points in a row on the dribble. It's Unrest. Top of the circle, still dribbling. On a weave to Nora Eckstein. Out back to Maya. Maya at the foul line is double teamed, almost lost it. Fed it to Evers in the corner. Now to Unrest on the arc, stolen by Brandewey. Brandewey all the way down. Layup is good. Avery Brandewey took the bobbled ball off the shoulder of Unrest and went the distance, 34-11. 2 minutes to go in the third. Dirksen off-balance shot, baseline right. No good. Rebound Unrest in the corner. 15-footer. Yes, Unrest. 34-13, Redskins. Quickly down the floor, Brandewey. Baseline left, Heitkamp. 15-footer deflected by Marion Local, taken away by Dirksen. 1:39 to go in the third. 34-13, Unrest. Hustles down the floor in the lane, and there's a hooking foul on Fort Laramie.
Foul number 21, Victoria Heschel, that's her second.
And it's the team's fifth. Marion Local has committed four. Two free throws, Unrest, here for the Flyers. A couple of dribbles by Ava. She is the Midwest Athletic Conference Player of the Year and rattles in the free one. Marion Local has scored 9 of the last 11 points and is still down by 20. Second free throw upcoming here by Unrest. Nearly a 70% charity stripe shooter on the year. It's in, 34-15. Fort Laramie leads it by 19 points. With a minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Brandewey up ahead to Jaden Rose for Fort Laramie. Rose on the bounce down the right side to Mesher. On the floor now for Fort Laramie is Miley Shadow. Baseline left, Hoing. Hoing, awkward delivery, attracted a two-shot foul.
They attacked Marion's zone much better than they're attacking their man-to-man right now.
Summer Hoing, two free throws, Redskins, way short, and as good as Fort Laramie has been in this game, the foul shooting's been awful.
Summer's 0-3 now.
Second free throw by Summer Hoying. Yes. 35-15, Fort Loramie up 20. 70 seconds to go here in the third. Unrest to midcourt, bounces down the left side to a teammate who chucks up a long three. It's in! Audrey Winter, my mistake. Audrey Winter, good three-point shooter. Boy, that was all cord. She stripped the nets on that one, 35-18. Marion Local within 17 points now. Here's Rose down the right side for Fort Loramie to Brandewee. Cross court near side to Hoying. Back out to Jaden. 38 seconds to go in the third. Redskins once led in this game 32-5. 27-point cushion has been shriveled to 17. High post, it's Hoying. Nice stretch of basketball by Marion Local last half of the third quarter. 18 seconds left in period number three. Here's a hooking foul out on the floor by Audrey Winter of Marion Local.
Foul number 21.
And it's shooting. That's the sixth on the Flyers in this period.
They had four at the five-minute mark, and they did a good job of getting all the way down to 15 seconds before they got the fifth.
Two free throws, Redskins, and it is missed by Brandewee. Fort Loramie foul shooting, leaving a little bit to be desired right now. Other phases of the game, absolutely stellar. Brandewee swishes number two, 36-18. Fort Loramie leads. Unrest to midcourt, nine to go in the quarter. Unrest with a spin move, herky jerky one-hander, lot of rim, no good, just before the buzzer. Ball goes out of bounds, and that's it. Third quarter's history. Fort Loramie 36, Marion Local 18 on Scores Broadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Scores Broadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
A cutaway styling salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is your family styling salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, additional stylist Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. And we will help you create your style with our experience. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Marion Local with a patient offense to start the fourth quarter. Flyers down 18. Ashman enters the lane, goes left wing to Unrest. Gives it right back to Ashman. 30 seconds plus have been whittled off the clock by Marion Local at the outset of the fourth quarter. Not a shot taken. Here's Nora Eckstein straight away. Looks for a cutter. No one open. Ball pitched left flank. Ashman starts a drive on Mesher. Delivers to a teammate. Deep right corner. It's Maya Eckstein back to Unrest. She's being pursued out on the arc. Left flank, Ashman. A minute five gone. There's a walk on Ashman, not called. Jump shot winner blocked by Fort Loramie. Taken away by Brandewee. Outlet pass to Jaden Rose. Two on one. Handoff on the play to Hoying. Blew the layup. Tip no good. Rebound volleyball and laid in Was that Albers or Brandewey?
Albers.
Albers and Brandewey right there for the putback. Give it to Skyler to make it 38-18. 90 seconds gone here in the fourth. Deep left corner unrest. A one-handed bounce pass to Dirksen, and she smacked from behind. Foul Fort Loramie. 6:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 38, Marion Local 18. At stake, a berth in the state Final Four on Thursday at 1 at the UD Arena against the Convoy Crestview Columbus Grove winner. Ball lobbed in by Marion Local to unrest. Low on the left, little leaner from 7 feet short. Rebound Fort Loramie, Rose on the go. Rose to Mesher, 38-18, Fort Loramie. 6:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Brandewey out high, elbow on the left. Brandewey pulls up, doesn't shoot. Left corner Mesher on top to Ariel Heitkamp. Between the rings to Rose. Down the left side, it's Heitkamp. Brandewey's at the foul line. She's the outlet person, comes out to get it. She's checked tightly by Nora Eckstein. On the arc to Mesher. Redskins trimming seconds off the clock. Down to 5:35 to go in the game. Dribble drive, Mesher. Split the defense. Laid it up and got it.
Dirksen can't step out there and guard her that far out on the floor.
Beautifully done by Victoria Mesher. She had the opening. Slivered through it. Carved out space all the way to the rack. Down low on the left, it's Dirksen for Marion Local. And it is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 5:19 to go in the game. And Fort Loramie up at 22. Baseline left of the rim. Maya Eckstein will play it in for Marion Local. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's for real. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty, 15% off too. As Fort Loramie just records another intercepted pass. Up ahead it goes to Albers. Albers dribbling on the arc. Don't forget Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets and white and gray shaker cabinets. One half what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Outside shot by Fort Loramie, no good. Rebound Flyers with 4:34 to go in the game, and Fort Loramie up 22. Unrest at the elbow. Hands to Nora Eckstein. Back to Unrest to Nora, 25 feet away. Check by Brandewey. Here's a lob. High-low action. Caught on the inside and laid in. Nice play, Maya Eckstein. Flyers worked long and hard for that two-pointer. Well done. 40-20. Fort Loramie leads 4 minutes to go here in this game. Here at midcourt, it is summer hoeing for Fort Loramie as the Redskins continue to dribble and pass and milk the scoreboard clock. Here's a handoff. Brandewey to Hoeing. Almost lost it. On the arc to Albers for three. It hit the back rim. Rebound Dirksen. Marion Local. 3:42 to go in the game. Up the floor, Nora Eckstein to Unrest for a 30-footer. Short. No good. Rebound ricochets way out high to Winter, who tries to throw to the post. And Ariel Heitkamp gets the pick. And a foul is called. And then a timeout is taken. 3:27 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 40, Marion Local 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Up, the Redskins lead is 20. It's been as much as 27 at 32-5.
I was thinking possibly running clock at that point,
right?
Because Marion has shown no sense of coming out playing any offense.
And Redskins trailed in this game 5-1 and scored 31 unanswered against Marion Local, which was shut out for about 17 minutes in the middle portion of this game. 3:12 left here in the fourth quarter. All Fort Loramie, 40-20 over the Flyers. Between the rings, it's Jaden Rose. Handoff on the play to Brandewee, and she's belted from behind. Team foul on Marion Local is the Flyers' first, according to the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie will throw in far side of the floor. Marion Local Flyers with very few seniors. Allison Dirksen, a 12th grader. Audrey Winter, sharpshooter on the perimeter, a senior, as is Nora Eckstein. That's it. This club will be very good again next year. Here is Fort Loramie on the arc, left corner. It's Mesher between the rings to Jaden Rose, who is being checked by Kate Ashman. Ashman now slides over to guard Hoing, who's got the ball. Deep left corner, it's Brandewee. Fort Loramie milks the clock, up 40-20. 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Columbus Grove met Convoy Crestview at 1. That game has gone final for sure. The winner of that contest plays Fort Loramie next Thursday at 1, state semifinal. Fort Loramie gets it down inside to Summerhoing. She goes up strong. It rolls across the rim. Won't go. Rebound Marion Local. 2 minutes left in the game. Redskins up 20. Flyers in backcourt. Deflected. Mesher got a piece of it, and Mesher wound up getting the ball back for Maddie Shadow, and Mesher made the lay-in. 42-20, Fort Loramie, a minute 50 to go in the game. Unrest way out on the left side for Marion Local. Circles. Sends it back on the arc to Nora Eckstein. She jumps and shoots from 15. It cracks off the iron, no good. Rebound left corner, touch by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to the Flyers. Four changes. New ladies coming on the hardwood. Jade Rose, Summerhoing come off for Fort Loramie. Unrest and Nora Eckstein out for Marion Local.
And senior Morgan Plyman just checked in for Fort Loramie.
And getting ready to come in for Marion Local is Gina Bruins. Deep right side of the floor, Flyers have it. On the arc, it's Kate Ashman. Ashman sizes up a long three ball, high archer, 26-footer. It hit the heel, kicked way up in the air, rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. With 1:17 to go in the game, Redskins lead it 42-20. Victoria Mesher comes off. High fives galore at the Redskins bench. Fort Loramie fans on their feet behind us. Inbound pass knocked out of bounds by Alex Rose of Fort Loramie. Flyers have it below the rim. Marion Local will conclude the year 20-8. District champs, regional finalist. Another fine season turned in by 9-year head coach Beth Stribe. Long three, deep left corner, Kaylin Toby, who's checked in for Marion Local, short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie's Holland, Allison Holland, on the court at the moment. Far right wing, dribble drive, Redskins into the paint, backed away by Marion Local, 52 seconds to go. Redskins get it back, though. Allison Holland, 25 feet away. She gives it up, gets it back between the circles with 40 remaining. Miley Shadows got it. Foul strike, Morgan Kleiman. In the right corner, Alex Rose. Nada Holland near center circle with a half minute remaining. And Fort Loramie up 42-20. Dribble drive, right corner. It is Kleiman. Kleiman has an avenue down the left side of the lane now. Hooked it up on the go, no good, but a foul. Couple of free throws for Morgan Kleiman of Fort Loramie, which leads by 22 with 18 seconds to go. Keep in mind, we will wrap up here very quickly. I touched base with head coach Carlo Siegel before the game. She's supposed to come over for a quick minute. And congratulations from us before we head down to the UD Arena and pick up the Jackson Center Layman Catholic game in progress. D4 Boys District Championship. Both free throws, Kleiman, are good. 44-20, Fort Loramie. 12 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Marion Local throws into the post. Here's a turnaround seven-footer picked up there by Maya Eckstein. No good. Rebound in by the Flyers at the buzzer. Fort Loramie 44, Marion Local 22. Redskins go on to the state Final Four to meet Convoy Crestview or Columbus Grove on Thursday at 1. Congratulations to Fort Loramie, coaches, players, fans, the entire community. Redskins are vying for another state title at the UD Arena next week. 44-22, Redskins over the Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Gaffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gaffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gaffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gaffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gaffney. Our family has you covered.
And we welcome you back here to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have just routed the Marion Local Flyers 44-22. Fort Loramie trailed early by a score of 5-1, then rattled off 31 consecutive points. The pressure just suffocated Marion Local, which turned it over repeatedly. You heard me right, 31 straight points by Fort Loramie.
31 turnovers,
which
too.
Went from 5-1 down to 32-5 in the lead. Fort Loramie let the foot off the pedal a little bit over the last quarter or so and wound up winning by 22. Final difference in this game, 44-22. Chuck, how many turnovers for Marion Logan?
They turned it 31 times. You're not going to win a game turning it 30 times. And that was 17 in the first half and 14 in the second half. They just didn't handle the ball well at all. But give Lormy credit. They played better defense than they did Thursday without fouling.
Yes.
They only sent Marion to the free throw line twice.
Unbelievable, uncanny stat for sure. That's crazy. As tightly as Fort Loramie played D, and game wasn't called nearly as tightly as it was on Thursday.
Right.
That was a factor, too. Right now, the Marion Local Flyers are receiving their regional runner-up hardware. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring and who are our stars of this game.
Well, Unrust had nine, then they got drops all the way down to four for Dirksen, three for Audrey Winter. Just not a very good offensive game at all for the Flyers. I'm going to go with Ava Unrust as my player of the game on their side. For Fort Loramie, they were led by Brandewee with 11, 10 from Mesher, and 9 from Hoeing. I'm going to go with Summer Hoeing. I thought, especially early in the game, she was a real key. I thought she had a terrific game. So, Hoeing for the Raider, for Loramie, and for Marion, it's going to be Ava Unrast.
So it's Summer Hoeing, Ava Unrast, the two stars of this game. This segment brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Welcome back to Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie girls receiving their regional championship hardware, and the regional championship trophy will be presented to the squad if it hasn't been already. Coming up shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com, we'll pick up the Jackson Center Layman Catholic Boys Division 4 District Championship game at the UD Arena in progress. We'll join that in progress. We'll have the 8 o'clock tilt between Rushi and Cincinnati College Prep in its entirety on the air with a pregame before that contest at about 7:20. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. We repair broken pallets. And way back then, we did it for one customer. Today, 200 customers served by A&M Pallet. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4, Friday to Sunday off. Just message us at A&M Pallet. Go to Facebook. Let us know, A&M Pallet, or call 937-295-3093 if you are interested in applying for a job. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured. Also like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're brought to you in part by Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker, one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Thank you so much here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and also thanks to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much to our great sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Carla, I don't know what you fed your club after Thursday's game here at Vandalia Butler. It was blue and gold all over again. That was your opponent for the second straight game. What a performance.
It was all the girls. They came to practice yesterday, refocused, got through a muddy game on Thursday night. So it was all the girls. It was the girls. I'm so proud of them. They gave 100% tonight, and they deserve this the most. So I'm just proud of them.
Did you sneak six or seven black shirts on the floor for the whole game?
If it looked like that, we did, yes.
Your defense was suffocating. You had so many heroes.
Thank you.
Phenomenal game. On to the state Final Four.
Teamwork. That's our goal, teamwork.
Who won, Convoy Crestview or Columbus Grove?
I have no idea.
No idea either.
But we'll get ready. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks to Carla Siegel, head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins, who win here today over Marion Local by a final tally of 44-22, taking the girls' D4 regional championship and advance on to a state Final Four on Thursday at 1 against Columbus Grove or Convoy Crestview. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering will join up with you listeners once again. We'll be down at the UD Arena shortly to bring you more coverage of tournament basketball. Layman Catholic, Jackson Center, Boys Division IV District Championship game. Upcoming in probably 45 minutes or so, we will join in progress from the UD Arena. Final time here at Vandalia Butler. Final score, Fort Loramie 44, Marion Local 22 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.